Intro music upbeat and modern. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's central to understanding society, types of crime. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the key classifications you need for your OCR exam, explore the theories behind them, and give you some top tips to help you secure those top marks. So grab a notebook and let's get started.
Transition music, short and sharp. Host, first up, the core concepts. For your exam, you can't just talk about crime in general. Examiners are looking for precise sociological language. The first major distinction is between crime and deviance. A crime is any act that breaks the formal written laws of a country. Think theft or assault. Deviance, on the other hand, is about breaking social norms, the unwritten rules of behavior in a society. For example, talking loudly in a library isn't illegal, but it's definitely deviant. A key point for which marks are awarded is understanding that these can overlap. For instance, murder is both a crime and an act of extreme deviance. Now, let's break down the types of crime. We can categorize them into four main groups that you absolutely must know. First, personal and violent crime. This is crime against a person. Examiners want you to show nuance here. Is it instrumental violence used as a tool to achieve a goal, like a mugging? Or is it expressive violence driven by emotion, like a fight that breaks out? Using these terms shows real analytical depth. Second, property crime. This is the most common type of crime and includes acts like burglary, vandalism, and car theft. It's about taking or damaging things that belong to someone else. When you discuss this, you can link it to official statistics, but remember to mention the dark figure of crime, the fact that many property crimes go unreported, so the stats don't tell the whole story. Third, and this is a big one for earning marks, is the difference between white-collar crime and corporate crime. White-collar crime was defined by Sutherland as crime committed by a person of respectability and high social status in the course of their occupation. It's for individual gain. Think of an accountant embezzling money. Corporate crime, however, is committed by or on behalf of a company to increase its profits. This could be a car company cheating on emissions tests. A common mistake candidates make is confusing these two. Remember, white-collar is for personal profit, corporate is for company profit. Finally, we have two more modern categories, cybercrime and state crime. Cybercrime involves using computers and the internet. You can get credit for distinguishing between things like cyber trespass, hacking, cyber violence, online stalking, and cyber fraud. State crime is committed by governments and can include acts like torture or genocide. These are complex, but showing awareness of them demonstrates a sophisticated understanding. Transition music, short and sharp. Host. Okay, let's move on to exam tips. For a 12-mark question, like explain why some crimes are less likely to be reported, you need a clear structure. Start with a direct point, for example. One reason is a lack of trust in the police. Then provide evidence, you could mention feminist perspectives, on the underreporting of domestic violence. Then explain why this lack of trust exists. Finally, link it back to the question. That's the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. It's a guaranteed way to build a strong analytical paragraph. Another key tip, apply the theoretical perspectives. If a question is about corporate crime, bring in Marxism. Argue that the law is a tool of the ruling class designed to protect their property and profits, which is why corporate crime is often underpoliced. If the question is about moral panics, use functionalism and mention Stanley Cohen. For questions on how crime statistics are socially constructed, you could bring in feminism to discuss the chivalry thesis, the idea that the male-dominated justice system can be more lenient on female offenders. Using these theories is how you move from just describing crime to analyzing it sociologically. Transition music, quick and upbeat.
Host, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready?
1. What is the key difference between crime and deviance? Pause. Answer. Crime breaks the law. Deviance breaks social norms.
2. Who first defined white-collar crime?
Pause. Answer. Edwin Sutherland.
3.
Give an example of instrumental violence.
Pause.
Answer.
A robbery or mugging where violence is a means to an end.
4. What sociological perspective is most useful for analyzing corporate crime?
Pause.
Answer.
Marxism. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. Transition music, gentle and concluding. Host. So, to summarize, we've covered the crucial distinction between crime and deviance, broken down the key categories of crime from personal to corporate, and looked at how to apply theoretical perspectives for top marks. Remember to use specific terminology, question the official statistics, and always link your points back to the question. That's your formula for success. Thanks for listening to this revision guide. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time. Outro music fades in and out.